for you to vote on. And someone's... What are we looking for?
Looking for the stopwatch.
Scribbling for something.
We're looking desperately for the stopwatch.
I've got a stopwatch on my watch.
Alright.
I'm using
that. Right, so we found the real stopwatch here. And we're ready for Mr. Scribbler to go rushing to the station and then come rushing back with anybody else who's waiting. Right, on your marks, get set, go! Right, well, he's off. Obviously a loony. And as I say, between the records, we'll also be playing lots of silly games and so on. He's almost reached the tree on the other side of the... I wish he wouldn't keep doing that. Right, there he goes. He made it in approximately 19 seconds, so we'll have to see a bit later on if someone else can beat that. Right, we've got some games lined up. The first of those will be coming up after this record, so we're going to have our first record now, the Rolling Stones. This was number 7 in September of 81. Start Me Up, it's called. Well, there you go, the Rolling Stones and Start Me Up. That's our first record from 1981. We've got a few more, then we'll be doing this new release spot. Can everybody here hear a radio? Can you all hear a radio? Yeah. Right. We've got a bag here of useless singles, and we're going to be giving them away. We've got a few competitions lined up in just a moment. Let me first of all remind you, if you're listening at home or in the car, in the bath, in the barn, underground or whatever, you've got to get yourself to Highbury and Islington Tube Station, which is on the Victoria Line. If you get yourself there, we have couriers rushing back and forth, picking you up and bringing you to this secret location where our ranks have been swelled by another 2,000 people. And we are now 132,000 people. Right, you can all hear a radio, can you? All you 132,000? Hope so, because we've got to beat the intro competition. Right? And you can win two singles, dipping your little dippy-dippy handies into this bag, and get two singles if you can tell us what this record is, which is coming up right now. Anyone know what it is? No, somebody said it over there first. Right? Come over here, make a fool of yourself. Handies in the baggies, don't look. Pull two singles out.
I'll get two the same, I expect.
What do you mean? What are you trying to suggest? What's your name?
Paul.
Well, congratulations on being the first LMR second birthday winner of a competition.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Aren't they exciting records?
Yes, I've heard of one of the artists, in fact, not the other one.
Just how
Well, that's happy birthday, Stevie Wonder, and here we are at the special anniversary birthday thing, outside broadcast thing, with lots of wires all over the place. We're going to play a game called Minute Speak, and we need two volunteers. Come on, two volunteers. Right, we'll have that cretin over there, and that cretin over there. Right, you come here to the fore. Right, what's your name?
Keith May, Penner.
Penner? Right, sounds like he's in the army. And you are? Right, which one of you wants to be the speaker, and which one of you wants to be the spoke to?
I don't know about that.
What do we have to do?
Well, I'll choose.
I'll be the speaker then.
Right, well, then I give the spoke to the stopwatch. That's a 30-second stopwatch. You have to watch it go around twice, right? Now, he's got a minute to speak on a particular subject and interest you. If you fall asleep and everybody else genuinely thinks that you had a reason to fall asleep, then you will get two singles from the unknown singles bag. And if he keeps your interest for a minute, then he will get two singles. Right, so what's the subject? You've got to pick a subject as well.
American football.
Right, something that you know that he will be highly interested in and highly able to entertain us with.
His glasses.
That's Dan's glasses. Right? Dan's glasses. Right, would you start the stopwatch? Right. A minute on Dan's glasses.
Well, you see, they're brown. They're brown. Are they those reactor light rapide ones? Yes, they're very clever, those ones, you see. In 30 seconds, they ain't normally darkened to dark black, see? If it's a normal light, they keep going. Clear even. Now, he's got gold... Sorry. You've got gold rims and black earpieces. Now, if you know the craftsmanship that have gone into those glasses, it's really very clever. How are
we doing for time?
Right,
he's got another 40 seconds coming.
I've got another 40 seconds. Let's see, these glasses are very, very popular. See, now, he's just giving them to me. Now, look at that. Look at the curve on those lenses. Can you see those, listener? Take a closer look. Now look at those. Now look at the craftsmanship in that corner there. That screw now, that's done up so tight it doesn't work loose. All the vibration, I see. Trying to break it. You see?
Yeah. And, all right. Well, that's a minute's up. Shut up. Right. Now, was he boring? Was he boring? Yes or no?
No.
Come on. All right. Let's have all the yes he was borings together now. Say yes. All the no, he wasn't boring, together now, say no.
No!
Come on. No, it was obviously louder, so therefore he wasn't boring. The fact that he was shouting into the microphone is irrelevant. You get two insignificant unknown singles, whilst we play an insignificant number one from the 3rd of June 1981. Smokey Robinson, and this is Being With You.
I've heard
Being With You, number one, on the 3rd of June 1981. It was still in the charts by the time we came on the air. We have Chris Miles here. Hello.
Sorry, I just wanted to make an apology. Apologies about the strange sound you've been hearing. We think we've sorted it out now. We've moved tree.
Yeah, we've swapped to
a different tree now, and it's all a bit better.
We have 180,000 people now here tonight. And
you're lying, Chris.
We have... Would anyone like to volunteer to play the yes-no interlude with this man here? Can we have a volunteer? Right, Mr. Scribbler, would you like to come this way? You're good at this. Now, the trouble is, it's not the usual one that you're used to. This is one where you've got to get Mr. Miles to say yes or no.
Right.
As opposed to, the normal way things go is that the presenter asks the poor unsuspecting cretin like you to say, right, but it's the other way around. Now, you've got to ask him any questions you like about anything in the entire universe, and if he says yes or no, within a minute,
I get shot.
You can kick him straight in the leg, or whatever you choose. Alternatively, if he doesn't say yes or no, he kicks you.
Fine.
Or if you don't want to kick each other, we do have an alternative arrangement, and that is whereby you get another chance to get two singles. Isn't that exciting? Right, so you're ready to ask him all these interesting questions?
Right, brilliant.
Right, here we go. On your marks, get set, go.
Can you ride a bicycle?
Occasionally.
Quickly. Occasionally. Do you enjoy riding bicycles?
Sometimes.
How long have you been with this station?
About 2.5 years.
You didn't say no, did you?
I may have done.
What time do you go to bed Saturday nights?
About 2 o'clock.
Never before?
Sometimes.
Why is that? Do you enjoy going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Depends who it's with.
Do you enjoy going to bed alone at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Not really, no.
Oh, right, you get to kick him in the place of your choice. you also get a choice of two insignificant, never heard of before singles. You just shut up. Take them back, you know. Are they two the same? you don't have to take two the same, you know.
Put one back.
Okay, I'll put them both back. I've got them both. I've got all 10cc's albums at home.
Right, they were obviously 10cc, so no rubbish here. Right, now, talking of rubbish, here's a non-event from 1981. Lindsay DePaul had a non-hit with this record back in 1981, so it wasn't in the charts at any time at all. It's called Strange Changes. We'll be right back. Strange Changes by the unknown of Lindsay DePaul, who made hits many years ago but didn't have a hit with that one. We just had a slight catastrophe with a Pomegranate bottle. And we have another
champagne. It's not Pomegranate.
Oh, it's not Pomegranate.
As I said, I've taken the champagne labels off and stuck Pomegranate ones on.
Right, that's fair.
I don't get the most out of that joke.
Yes, well, it didn't work the first time either. Right, now, would you like
you
to do
this? Can you?
Yes, of course we can. But they don't. That's the trouble. Now, would you like to do the ceremonial opening?
Pointing I have to a bottle of champagne. I'm now going to... Hey!
Well, that went quite well.
That was the second birthday bottle of champagne.
The cork has actually travelled about 2,000 miles, by the looks of it.
You exaggerate a bit, don't you?
No.
I told you a million times.
Very good. Now, we need...
glass of champagne. Then.
Yes, come on. The first cup goes to Phil Thomas of an ailing radio station. Sorry. We need another volunteer to go running all the way down to Highbury Islington Station. Who wants to run? Aha, frightened. Julian's going to go. Go on in. You're going to go now? Right, we'll start your timing. 3, 2, 1, go. Right. Now what he's actually doing is he's running off towards Highbury Islington Tube Station, and if you are waiting there or if you want to come along to where we are, you must get yourself to Highbury Islington Tube Station. And, well, describe what he's wearing. How would you describe what he's wearing? Pink shirt, jeans. Oh, right, sorry. Yes, he made it in 18 seconds, so he's actually faster than Mr. Scribbler. 19. Never mind. We've also got another little competition scheduled for here, which is who's another critic? I mean, who would like to take part here? Somebody like to volunteer? Come on, please. Otherwise, we'll delegate. Ah, Janet. Come on, come up here. Come on, Janet. I beg your pardon. But it was one of those special occasions, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have fun, didn't we?
Yeah.
We shan't tell Phil.
Like having my bra chucked about a pub.
Yes, well, it was very tasty. We needed something. You weren't wearing the right kind of shoes for the champagne at the time, you see, so we needed something that would accept 2.5 gallons per cup. Anyway, right, we've got here four pieces of paper. I mean, it's grown since I last saw these out. And what you have to do is pick one of these pieces of paper. You're not nervous, are you?
No.
Oh, shame. And you have to say three times whatever is written on it. Right? First of all in a high squeaky voice, then in your normal voice, then in a very low butch voice. Right? Would you pick one of these? Right, now, go!
She sells seashells, partially sure. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure.
No, your normal voice.
She sells seashells on the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. She sells seashells on the seashore. The shells that she sells are seashells, I'm sure.
That you stuttered. So you lose. And as you've lost, unfortunately I have to announce that you are going to remove your bra in public yet again.
That will be difficult.
Oh, you're not wearing one. Oh, well, in that case we'll have to forget the preliminaries and you'll have to take all your clothes off. Now, she's totally nude now, on the radio. You're missing out here. Now, aren't you sad that you didn't come and join us tonight, you load of fools staying at home? Where are we now? Oh, yes. Chris Miles dealing out the champagne. Almost said Pomegranate. Where are we?
We'll come along quick if you want some, because it's going fast.
I haven't had any yet. Can I have some?
Yeah, you can have some.
Right. I'll play the squeeze record.
Over your head?
No, do you mind if I accidentally stand up very fast in between your legs? let's play this record, please. This is Squeeze.
She unscrews the top of a new whiskey bottle, shuffles about in her candlelit hobble like some kind of witch with blue fingers and mittens. She smells like the cat and the neighbors she's sicker. Black and white TV has long seen a picture. The cross on the wall is a permanent fixture. The postman delivers the final reminders. She sells off a silver and poodles and China. Drinks to remember I, me and myself. Winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. During the wartime, an American pilot made every air raid a time of excitement. She moved to his prairie and married the Texan. She learned from a distance how love was a lesson. He became drinker and she became mother.
Label with love, that squeeze there. And I'm lying against this tree along with these 180,000 million people that we have here. And no sign of Julian coming back from Highbury Islington Station yet. But if you'd like to join us, every quarter of an hour or so we'll be sending special scouts down to Highbury and Islington Station. And they will find you, bring you to our secret location. Are we all having a good time?
Yes!
Not a cynical lot here. Obviously they'll all fail the yes-no interlude. Chris Miles, tell me about this next record.
Oh yes, we're into the new release spot, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Oh yes. No, right. Thank you very much. The next record, in fact, was an LMR discovery. Is there anyone here who's been listening for more than about a year? Does anyone remember a record by the Blue Nile called I Love This Life? Oh, never mind. Never mind, we'll drop that one then. It was an LMI Discovery record. We actually like to think we discovered this record. No one else played it except for us, and it's by the Blue Nile, and it's called I Love This Life.
That's Blue Nile, and I Love This Life. Sounds like a load of rubbish to me. And an LMR discovery, Chris Miles tells me. Right, well, you're listening to us at 7.41 and 30 seconds. No, hang on, that's not right. It keeps changing. 7.41 and 35. Something wrong with this watch. It keeps moving. Anyway, it's around that sort of time. We're live from somewhere near Highbury Islington Station, and we should be here until 11 o'clock tonight. There's some people screaming in the background, obviously enjoying themselves. Oh, I see. They're being molested by Steve Davis. excellently done there. Now, they're all under 10. They are definitely under 10. Now, hopefully this lead will take me over here. I'm going to say hello to... Can you make sure I don't pull that over, please? I don't know. The organisation here is wonderful. Where are we? Right. Tell me who you are. Simon? Why? Speak. Come closer. Come closer. Why are you Simon?
There's a lot of being Simon.
All right, fair enough. What about you?
Well, I'm Lawrence.
Are you a friend of his?
Yes, I am. You might have heard me on the talk.
Lawrence. Lawrence of Barnes. I haven't really heard of you before.
Oh, right. Okay, then.
Anyway, anything else I say will be calculated to annoy you. Calculated?
Yes, okay.
Fine. You three know each other.
No.
You know him. Right. Do you want to say hello to anybody at home?
Well, I don't know if they'll be in hearing distance, but to anyone down in Caterham, who goes to Caterham School.
Right. Fair enough. And you?
Right. Anybody who goes to Highgate School, my mum and dad.
Where's Highgate School?
North London.
Yeah, whereabouts? Yeah, whereabouts in Highgate?
Well, I've forgotten the name of the road, actually.
You go there, do you?
I do, yes.
They learn you a lot nowadays, don't they? What about you?
What about me?
Well, what's this New Balance that you're advertising on your shirt?
Okay, training shoes, isn't it?
Is it? Is it? Why don't you wear Nike or do something more original, like wear the word Galini? Why don't you wear the word Galini?
I'm not a poser.
I see. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, to anyone who's Polish.
Anyone who's Polish?
Yeah.
Why Polish?
It's a wonderful race.
I see. Who's going to win the race? Don't mention the war. Don't mention the war. I shall go this way. What about you?
Rachel.
Rachel, are you a friend of somebody's? Who are you?
Charles Merritt Hampstead.
Never heard of you. My lead's running out. And so this is your friend, is it?
CB.
CB friend? We're just good friends.
Yeah.
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 You're not married?
No. Right. No.
Not living together?
No.
Right. Fair enough. Can't get any smut out of that one. What about you over there? Would you like to come forward? The man with the stereo thing and all the rest of it. Do you all know each other? Are you all friends of hers?
No.
His?
No.
You're all independent of each other, are you?
Sort of, yeah.
What's your names?
James.
You're James, yeah. Right. That took a lot of thinking about, didn't it? What about you?
Nick.
Nick? You sure?
Yeah.
Right, what about you?
John.
John? What about you?
I'm Adam.
Adam? And you?
Nigel.
And you, sir?
Les.
Right, well, we seem to have covered all that. Anyone want to say hello? Do you all want to say hello to somebody at the same time?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother? What about you?
Jennifer.
Come on,
Paris,
think about
Delmar.
This. Hurry up.
Monica.
Hello. Come on. Hurry.
Karen.
That's it. That's enough. And you?
David Steele.
David Steele?
Steele.
I see. And you?
Emma. And Stuart. Nigel.
You?
Hello. Everybody knows me.
Oh, God. Can we have some volunteers to kick him? What about you, sir?
Lorraine.
Right. And you, sir?
Brenda.
Right. There are. That's a load of people saying hello to people. That's the first lot. All sorted out. And I think we'll play some music now. This is Robert Palmer. Some guys have all the luck, so they tell me. Right, that's Robert Palmer. Some guys have all the luck. That was a sort of end of 1981 record. In a moment we have the new release spot. Some more people say hello to people. Who are you? I know you.
Yes, Graham.
Hello, Graham.
Hello again.
Hello.
This will go on forever.
Hello.
Hello.
What's it like being Graham?
Terrible.
I can imagine.
Yes.
Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Leos Janáček. Janus.
I thought you would. Bye. And you?
Yes, I'll say hello to anyone who's Jewish. I want to say Shabbat Shalom, and you shouldn't be listening on Shabbos, you know, really.
You shouldn't be here. And you?
Me, only know me, Julian.
Hello. Such a cool voice, the way you say, hey man, I'm Julian man.
Oh yeah.
There was no one waiting at the station for you?
Nobody at all.
But you made it in 18 seconds, by the way.
Did I? Oh, well, everyone gave me strange looks anyway when I asked them and sort of ran away.
Poor thing. What about you?
I'd like to say hello to anyone who voted Labour at the election.
Why?
No, I didn't have a vote, actually, but I would have voted Labour. And,
yeah, but why do you want to say hello to anyone who voted Labour?
Just thanks and hard luck.
Yeah. Well, they probably can't afford a radio anyway. right. Do you want to say hello to anybody? I mean, I know you. We've already had a competition with you, and you're sitting there munching your... What are they? Little winkles, what are they? No, twiglets, sorry.
Hello.
That was good. Phil Thomas.
Hello, Mummy.
And Daddy and all who know me. What's that say? Alice's Restaurant, London's premier rock station. What does that mean?
It's a real radio station.
All right, well, we'll get a good kicking for you later on. Where are we now? Oh, I recognise this man. Nice little shorts and hairy legs you have here. A bit like Phil Thomas's.
Hello, Chris.
Say hello to Monica.
Hello, Monica.
There you are. Monica, say hello back.
Hello back.
Thank you.
There you are. See, there is life in the studio. Where are we now? Hello? Excuse me, there's a radio program going on. Would you like to say hello to anybody into this? Say hello. What's your name?
Shall I say hello?
My name's Paul.
Why? I mean, hello.
Why?
Carry on. Just ignore me. Carry on.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to me mum and dad out there, if they're listening in.
And all who know me.
And all that know me.
What about you? Keith? Why?
Because he couldn't say him.
That's a better answer.
What about you? No, you don't have to grab. You don't have to grab. I wonder what you're getting to grab there.
No, not really.
You're one of those, are you?
No, I'm not.
I'm all for them myself.
Oh, yeah? I thought you was that way, Clive. Listening on the radio.
On toast. On toast. Yeah. Right, come on.
Yeah, well, I'm Gary. I'd like to say hello to Phil in South Harrow if he's still in, or if he's not down Bobby McGee's Shaftesbury Avenue, South Harrow.
That's ooh. Right, right. Ooh. Right, I shan't say any more. Oh, and you?
Hello, Keith. You've already seen me.
Why?
Man's glasses, remember?
Yeah, yes, yeah. All right, well, you want to say hello to?
I'd like to thank my mum and dad for they're responsible for me being here. And
that's an old one.
I know, and my steam.
I remember
engine,
writing
which,
that one.
Yeah, which I just finished at school.
Oh, good. Mum's obviously mad. Well, wait. I don't care if it works.
It does.
You're a fool. Right, who are you?
Me? I'm Matt.
Hello, Matt. You're?
Ian.
You want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to North London.
That's fair enough. I wonder if North London can hear us. What about you? You're part of him, aren't you?
Because
nowadays. I mean, figuratively speaking.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to Ruth on her barbecue.
God, that sounds a bit hot. Are they going to let her off it?
And they might.
What about you?
This is Monty from Leytonstone here. I'd like to say hello to everyone listening.
Right, fair enough. And what about you? I know you.
Do you know me? Yeah, you threw a custard pie in my face once. I'd like to say hello to anybody who used to go to Alex's fast food thing when Thameside used to be on.
Thameside. Right, what about you?
I'm Monty, the second brother of Monty, and I'd like to say hello to myself, who's been recorded on the radio.
Oh. Would you like to sing yourself a song?
No, I wouldn't.
Fair enough. Let's go back to the new releases now. Where's Chris Miles gone? He's over there talking, bloody radio program going on, he doesn't care. What normally happens sometime during the proceedings is that Chris Miles plays a load of records and asks people to vote on them as to which is the most boring, or least boring. And as we all know, the most boring is the person presenting the programme normally. We've got a collection of five records here, and the results to your voting from last week. Halfway during these, I'm going to have to go because I've got an appointment with a man about a dog and so on. Yeah, you can shut up as well. So we're going to hear new release number one.
Keith Green, does it?
Keith Green? Keith Green, if you're listening, that was Phil Thomas who said that. Nothing to do with us, so just ignore the fact that it went through London Music Radio's airwaves. Like, where are we? Oh yes, Wrapped Around Your Finger, The Police is our first new release, and what you have to do is take a note of this, decide whether you like it or not, and then give us a ring. We were telling you more about that after the record. Yeah. Iliop. Right, that's wrapped around your finger. Thank you very much. Very clever. Good God. The police there, that's new release number one.
Chris, can we just say someone's actually gone down to Highbury Islington station there?
Yes, I was just going to say that before you said it, yes. Well,
I'm about to say that someone's just gone down to Highbury Islington
station. Yeah, I'm also about to say that I'm going now. I'm going to go. Yes, I'm going to go.
There's a toilet in the station.
Yeah, very clever. Very good. So hopefully Chris Miles, if he can sort himself out, will carry on for the rest of the 3 hours that we've got here. What you have to do, right, you have to note that record that you've just listened to, which was wrapped around your finger by the police. We've got four more to play. And if you like any of those five, and you specifically like one particular one, you have to ring in to a telephone number and talk to the answer phone, which we'll explain a bit later on. So, before the next one, I'll say cheerio, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye.
It's been nice knowing you.
It has, right. So, you're going to take over now, are you? You sure you can handle it?
I think I can handle it, yes.
You sure?
I might be able to stand it.
Yes,
with
good.
The bandit.
Fair enough. Right, well, Chris Miles will be talking to you all on his Todd after this next record. And if you would like to join us, we're here until 11 o'clock, or they're here until 11 o'clock. I'm going to go away and do some work now. What you have to do is get yourself to just outside of Highbury and Islington Tube Station. And if you get to outside of Highbury and Islington Tube Station, you will find intermittently, now and again, people rushing to find you and bring you back to our secret location where we're all sitting out in the open and having a jolly good wheeze sometimes. So, new release number two, Depeche Mode, and Everything Counts. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye from me as well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mon.
Bye.
Bye.
That was new release number two, and that was from Depeche Mode, and that was called Everything Counts. Of course, we're all here live at That's placed near Highbury and Islington. Can't tell you exactly where, but if you'd like to come along, once again, all you have to do is get yourselves to Highbury and Islington Tube Station. It's really easy to get to. It's on the Victoria line. It's also on the some main line. I think it's Watford to Broad Street, but that's irrelevant. If you'd like to come along there, just come and wait outside the entrance. There's one entrance to the station. Just wait outside there, and there'll be someone along within a few minutes to come along and say to you, are you waiting for LMR? And then they'll escort you along here. It's only a few hundred yards, so do come along. Highbury and Islington Tube Station. We're here till 11, so make it as soon as you can, OK? And there's someone there at the moment. In fact, Ray Magnum and Steve Davis have gone along to the station. Someone's throwing a Shaking Stevens blow-up doll thing at them. Not doll, though. Thank goodness, it's not, actually. It's an inflatable beach balloon. Right, and anyway, if you'd like to come along, please do. In fact, when Chris England went a few moments ago, I was making my way through the people around here, finding out who everyone was. We've got about 30 to 35 people here, I would say, and we could do with a few more, so if you'd like to come along, we are going to be cutting a cake later on. We've got more drinks and things. I think all the champagne's gone, so you've missed that, but we've got lots of Coke and orange juice and things. We'll be cutting the cake a bit later on. Anyway, on with the new release spot in a moment. We'll be having some more competitions in a while, but we'll move on with new release number three, and remember to listen to these very carefully, because after all three of them, it'll be time to phone up our request line, which is 340-2112, by the way, if you'd like to give us a ring for a request. Bring up 340-2112 and leave your request on the answer phone. Anyway, on with new release number three. This is from Animal Nightlife, and this is called Native Boy.
The Native Boy.